Dear listeners, welcome to our weekly installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, please enjoy our correspondence to Mr. John Dashwood.
Dear John Dashwood, you are the key person who truly began the story of the Dashwood sisters. It's your weakness and lack of honour to your word which set in motion the events that give us the story of Marianne's two great loves and Eleanor's strengths. Oh, and of course, Margaret's grand thoughts. You know, I used to pity you because I thought that you were pushed into neglecting your sisters by your nasty wife. The truth, however, is that you were looking for an excuse and a justification to not follow through on your promise. You and your wife are equals, and that is not a compliment. It's sad that you never took the opportunity to truly know or understand your sisters. They would have brightened your life, you know. Instead, you, your snobby wife and in-laws, and your fat, spoiled little child will have to manage life without their light and joy. So really, I suppose I still have pity for you. Hoping that you someday pull your head out. Respectfully, B.
Dear Mr. John Dashwood, you little weasel. You are so easily swayed by your selfish, money-hungry wife that I wonder what happened to you. Did she new to you? Seems like she did. You should hold a sign saying, "Neutered male for all the world to see." I mean, really, John. How absurd. You promised your father on his deathbed that you would help your stepmother and sisters, and you knew exactly what he meant by that, and you let Fanny's snippy little opinion get in the way of you doing the right thing. When we are led by greed and selfishness, you will find an emptiness that you will constantly try to fill with material things, but you won't succeed. In the end, I do feel sorry for you. While you have a beautiful life in Norland, you are neutered and have a nasty wife by your side. I hope that your son gets the help that he will desperately need for the future. And I hope that you eventually will help the Dashwood sisters, even though I'm not sure that they will need it with the end of the story. But again, it is fictional, and that's all I know of the story. Please get the help you need, Claudia.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile device and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and B. Our delightful new episodes will appear every Friday and Wednesday of each week. Until next time.